It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is a fantastic bar and grill, well worth popping into. Always a great atmosphere, great staff. You know the drill because I go on about it an awful lot. And they're very good to us. So if you're ever here, say, the lads from the Opinions Matter podcast told me to pop in and they'll probably charge you more. Well, they won't, actually. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message in late last night from a guy who said, just call me Steve if you debate this on your podcast. I got a final written warning on Tuesday over a joke. Yes, a joke. Four of us were in the kitchen in work. Me, my supervisor, and two female staff. And they're the ones who complained. I told a joke to them, which I'll forward to you later. Anyways, it wasn't even rude, but the other two turned around and gave me a dirty look. Next morning, I got called in and was told that this is a serious incident over a joke. The world has gone mad. I bet you if a woman told the joke, there wouldn't be a problem at all. Now, he did forward us on the joke, and I'm telling this joke not to cause offence, or maybe it will cause offence. But here's the exact joke, as he has written it to us. Sorry, by the way.
Before you tell the joke, I just want to say that I don't think anybody listening to this joke now will find it offensive and will complain to us, okay? Because those of you who listen to this podcast, you know what we're about, okay? And you know that we're rude sometimes. You know that we don't care. We use language sometimes. We say rude things. Jesus, some of the stuff we say is really, really rude. So none of you, most of you listening to this podcast now know what we're about, okay? Excuse me. So it's like you don't watch a Quentin Tarantino movie and then give out about the violence. You know what you're going to get. So I'm not expecting people are going to go, as soon as you read this joke, people are going to go, oh, that's nothing. However, you have to take it in the context of a workplace environment.
Okay, so I want to set the scene. You are in the canteen or whatever in work, and there's two men talking, and there's two women in the same canteen, and one guy says to the other, but the women can hear it. Oh, did you hear this one? A fella and a woman are alone in a lift, and the fella says to the woman, excuse me, can I smell your pussy? The woman is horrified, and she says, not a hope. The man says, then it must be your feet.
Okay, you told that joke. You don't ever do stand-up.
I have no intentions of.
No, but please don't.
Well, would you tell it any better? Go on, you try it.
I'm very good at telling the jokes. There's a fella and a woman alone in the lift. Did you hear this joke, Ada?
Go on, tell me.
So this is the way he would have told it. This is the way he would have told it in the kitchen. So again, when you're thinking about this, ladies and gentlemen, think about the environment.
Yeah, so we're in work.
So you're not listening to a podcast. Excuse me. You're in the kitchen in a workplace where two females are there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Agent, you heard the joke about the fella and the woman alone in the lift?
No, what happened?
So fella's in the lift with a woman and the fella turns around to her and says, excuse me, can I smell your pussy? And the woman turns around and she says, absolutely not. Not a hope. So the man replies, oh, it must be your feet then. Ha, Jesus. Because you know the way women sometimes have smelly pussies. And yeah, that's it. So that's the way they would have, I assume, the joke would have played out. Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, the two women subsequently went and complained to management about him telling that particular joke in, it's not even a particularly funny joke, but
I think it is.
Telling that joke in the workplace. He got a formal reprimand from work, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So the question is, can you understand why somebody would complain about a joke like that being told in the workplace? As I said, I don't find it particularly funny. But I also don't really see what the big deal is.
But here's the thing. You know your audience, and if you're in
it... But he wasn't telling it to the ladies. He was telling it to the other guy. No, they just happened to be there.
No, but if you are doing that on a night out with the lads, that's fine. When you know the people who are around you. But in a workplace, okay? And I'm going to sound a bit woke here now and a bit on the left. But I believe this as well. And I firmly believe this. That people have a right to go into a workplace without hearing sexual, like, for all you know, they could be triggered. They could be triggered by that. Not every woman likes jokes.
No, like, I get that. But seriously, lighten up, for God's sake.
You wouldn't.
Can you imagine?
You're going over to your mum's for dinner on Sunday, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going
up
to Betty's house for dinner. You won't tell that joke at Betty's table.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Because Betty would.
My mother's nearly 80. Yeah, I don't think she'd like it.
But why wouldn't you tell a joke about a woman?
Because my mother's nearly 80. I don't think she'd like it. Having said that, she actually went to a comedy gig last week and sent me a message saying this guy's filthy.
But again, because you expect that out of you. Okay, you expect when you go to a comedy gig, you expect to hear jokes that are offensive. When you go into a workplace, you expect that to be a safe place where
you
don't
so it's
to.
A professional environment, it's clinical, there's no banter at all. Because back in the day, you'd have all sorts of sexual banter going on in the workplace, and you're saying that that's all a thing of the past now, that people shouldn't do that. There should be no sexual talk or sexual banter in the workplace at all.
Well, first of all, if you want to protect yourself from getting complaints, don't do sexual banter.
Okay, do you think that these women were well within their rights to complain to management about that joke?
Of course they were. You were well within. You shouldn't have to. You should be able to go into work, yeah? Mm. You should be able to go into work without. Not everybody is down with sexual. Now, sorry, I'm one of the filthiest people going, as you know, some of the conversations we have, and with Katie as well, because we know how far we can go. But not everybody is down with sex talk. And you need to realise that, guys, that someone going into a workplace, should not be subject, because then we move it one further then. To all of you saying that I'm the snowflake here, I'm not the snowflake, okay? So, is it okay in that kitchen? So we're back in that kitchen, yeah?
Yep, in the canteen in this particular workplace.
Back in that canteen, and Steve turns around and he tells his mate a rape joke. And I have some rape jokes. I wouldn't tell them here because I know that there are women. In fact, I know because one of them just messages us there who's a victim of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't going to tell a rape joke because there's a woman here who is a victim of...
Okay, but we're talking about this particular joke, okay? And this guy had a formal warning issued to him in work because he told this particular joke. Can I smell your pussy? Not a hope. Oh, well, then it must be your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And you think that joke should be for everybody. But
I didn't
But you won't tell it.
I don't think it's worthy of a formal complaint and a reprimand from on high.
I don't know what those two women said when they went to HR or whatever to the boss, yeah? But a company has to act upon. When two girls say, I was in the kitchen today and I heard a disgustingly...
No, I know they have to act on it. I know they have to act. But what I'm asking is...
You think the boss should have turned around to them, yeah? The boss should have turned around to them and said, take a joke, girls, will you, for fuck's sake? Get a liven up there. It's a smelly, smelly pussy joke. No.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you on this.
We're getting away with this now because we're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
You tell that joke on the radio, on a radio show now.
No, I probably wouldn't, no.
No, so why wouldn't you tell it on a radio show?
Because there would be complaints.
Yeah, there you go. So for all of you thinking that it's just a bit of a laugh. If we told that joke, if we were doing a radio show today...
But if I was on News Talk today and I told that joke, I wouldn't be on News Talk again.
Yeah. So why is that?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I'd like to hear from you on this. Basically, is the workplace now out of bounds for having any sort of sexual banter? That's really the question.
And I'm not saying jokes aren't good in the workplace. Yes, they are. But if you think that joke's okay, if you think that's okay to tell the joke, then you also think it's okay to go up to a woman in the workplace and say, how's your pussy?
No.
No, you do.
It's not the same thing.
It's sex
firstly,
talk. It's
firstly
sex.
The guy wasn't talking directly to the women.
It's sexual.
And secondly, it was a joke.
It's sexual.
Going up to
talk.
Somebody and saying, give us a look at your pussy is completely
sexual,
different.
It's sexual.
No, it's
talk.
Not. That's sexual harassment. That's not what this joke is. It's not sexual harassment. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Eileen.
Like, what the hell is going on? Like, back in my day, Jesus. Now, I know it was a bit far, but somebody could come up to you in the workplace and say, I'm going to rub your gaps. I'm going to rub your baps and I'm going to kiss your bottom lips. And everybody burst out laughing. And now everybody's getting offended by everything. It's fucking horrible. You should be able to tell a little joke every now and again.
So just a moment ago, we heard Eileen saying you should be able to tell a little joke every now and again. Is the workplace out of bounds for any sort of sexual banter or sexual jokes jokes or anything of the
okay,
sort.
Okay, well then I'm going to, anybody that, that disagrees with me, I'm going to put the same question to you today and I want an honest answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want an honest answer. Is it okay then to tell a rape joke in work? Okay?
That's not what we're talking about here.
No,
Jeremy.
No, you said
you can't
said,
conflate them.
I have a hilarious rape joke. I have an hilarious rape joke, yeah?
Now you're asking which what makes humor and what doesn't make humor, okay?
No, you said
we're specifically talking about this joke that this
it's
guy
a sexual
has
joke.
Got a formal warning from work over. And the women not being at all happy. Let me go to Lauren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lauren?
How are you? Good.
Now, Lauren, what do you want to say on this? Is there any harm in a bit of sexual banter in the workplace?
No, I don't think so. I think especially like he's talking to a friend of his. It's not like he was talking to, he started telling this joke to the whole room that he didn't know. I think and that even joke in itself, it's not even a shocking joke. It's like, it's a quite tame joke, like in that respect, I think. And I think that like, I don't see the issue with it personally. I think that those women
If you were in that exact same scenario, you're mm-hmm. in a canteen and two lads are talking and they start cracking that joke, and like you said, I don't find it particularly funny either. It seems almost old fashioned in its immaturity,
yeah.
But that's what a lot of jokes are. If you were there and you heard one lad telling another lad that joke or a joke of that vein, would you be horrified? Would you not find it, I don't know, sexually intimidating or something like that?
No, I mean, I think it would be gone in my head within seconds. Like, I've heard a lot worse, and there's plenty of jokes I've heard that I've gone, ew, but it'd be gone then in my head. I wouldn't be thinking, oh my God, I'm so, offended. Like, it wouldn't bother me whatsoever. Any of them kind of jokes wouldn't bother me. Like, personally, it doesn't bother me. And if somebody's talking to somebody else, it's not my business. I shouldn't be earwigging anyway, so.
Yeah, and like I said, the joke wasn't told directly to the women. It was one bloke telling it to another bloke. And
yeah, but it was overheard, lads. It was overheard.
Yeah, but it wasn't directed at them.
I just think everybody's gone so ridiculously PC. I just think that, like, you can't work. Like, should there be a list on the wall of what you can and can't say? Like, I mean, you're always going to offend somebody. Somebody's always going to be offended by something. So, like, what? Just don't talk at all?
No, it's not that. It's that when people come to work, especially when females come to work, they should be safe from jokes about their body parts.
It's a joke.
No, it doesn't matter whether it's a joke to you, but it's not a joke to a woman. Anything that makes a woman feel uncomfortable in the workplace is wrong, is it not?
Well, if he was saying that joke to them women without knowing who them women were, then maybe that might be a bit different. But he wasn't saying it to them. He was saying it to his friend or whatever. And like, you know, other people would be saying, if I would say a joke, like me and my friends send these kind of jokes to each other all the time. And we know each other and we know what we like and what we don't like or whatever. It's different if you're sending it to somebody that or saying it to somebody that you don't know. But he knew his friend. They were listening in and they.
So in other words, they should have minded their own business.
No,
The conversation wasn't to them or about them.
No, you've just proven my point, Lauren, because you've said you and your friend, which is fine, send disgusting jokes to each other. So do I. I'm in a WhatsApp group with a load of mates, and some of the jokes, honestly, I'd be cancelled if people heard the jokes because you know who your audience is. But
yeah.
A WhatsApp group is not the same. In the same way, I asked Adrian, would he tell a pussy joke at his mother's dinner table on Sunday? No way did he say, no way would I. And
but you're saying know your audience, and I agree, I wouldn't tell a joke like that to my mother. Of course I wouldn't. However, this guy in the canteen that day wasn't telling the joke to the women. He was telling it to his mate.
But he was saying it in front of the women. It's obvious from the message that he knew the women were there.
You see,
it's a very tame joke. They obviously, like, you know, like, they're obviously very, a lot of fun to be around. Like, I mean, it wasn't even a bad joke. Like, and it was a bad joke, but it wasn't, like, a really, really dirty joke. Like, it was...
I tell you what this tells me about how clinical the world has become, how safe the world has become. You look at, I've been watching clips of Little Britain lately, yeah? And that show back in the day offended absolutely everybody. Gay people, fat people, disabled people.
But there's a difference, lads.
That show wouldn't be allowed to be aired in 2025 is what I'm saying.
No, they had to come out and apologise. Yeah. They had to come out and apologise.
Over blackface and all sorts of stuff that was on that show. The point I'm trying to make is...
No, hang on a second, lads.
Is that what we want? Do we want the world to be so clinical?
This
that Father Ted has to have a warning on it.
I was watching the A-Team with my uncle the other day on one of the old channels, and a warning comes up before the A-Team saying that it contains old stereotypes that you might be offended by. That's not my point. My point is, and this is something that annoys me, guys, is that people think that the world gets more offended now than it did years ago. That's the actual opposite. If you look back in the 80s and the 70s,
would anybody have ever complained about a joke in the world? In fact, I have a message here. I want to play a voice note that came into us just before we started recording today, okay? Have a listen to this from Debbie.
Hi, lads. Used to work at Vincent's Hospital back in the 80s and 90s when I was younger. And there'd be a lot of older men working there, you know, and they'd come out with dirty jokes. They'd hear in the pub the night before or something like that. Now, some of them were quite filthy. But none of the girls there took offence of it. We never, you know, we laughed along with them and all. We didn't, like, this thing of taking offence at the least thing and reporting people because they told a dirty joke. It's absolute BS in my mind. I said, this is wrong with people nowadays. There's no sense of humour. I know some of the jokes then were a lot to be desired, but like there was no harm in it. And I think the whole thing has gone too PC, and they forget themselves. Like the younger generation or this generation of snowflakes now have lost one valuable Irish commodity, the sense of humour that we were famous for. As I said, you can't breathe in your workplace now without being reported.
Now, you obviously, Lauren, agree with that, that we've lost our sense of humour, we've become too clinical, too safe.
Oh, 100%. I even see it with my own kids, and I'd say something and they'd be disgusted with me, like, for saying whatever, like, because they're so, the world has just changed so much, like, it's just, it's gone mad.
No, it actually hasn't. And the people who say, who say that don't remember the 70s and the 80s, okay? Because in the 70s and 80s, songs were banned. Songs were banned that mentioned drugs. People were offended by songs. That song.
No, that's because we had censorship back then.
That song by, what's it, Relax, Don't Do It When You Want to
Frankie
Goes
to Hollywood.
Frankie
Goes,
it was banned off the radio. So you're saying that wouldn't be banned now, sure, it's played on daytime radio. The radio station I work on, it's played on. People were. If a gay couple, in fact, it was the 20th, this was only 20 years ago, by the way, lads, that a programme on BBC, I think it was Casualty, showed two men kissing before 9 o'clock, and there was thousands and thousands of complaints. So this belief that we've only become sensitive in recent years is absolute bollocks, to be honest with you, lads, because people were more offended by stuff in the 70s and 80s. They actually were.
Songs were banned, never in the 70s and 80s did somebody walk into into their boss and say, he told a dirty joke. I'm very offended.
People were offended because the song had the word cum in it, okay? People were outraged over it, Sorry, lads,
Can I just tell you, by the way, that wasn't complaints from the public. That was a complaint by a DJ on BBC Radio 1, and they banned it. The BBC took the decision to ban that song.
Okay, lads, you look at the mid-90s when Father Ted first came on. You all think that Father Ted didn't get complaints. Father Ted was lit. That's the reason RTE didn't buy Father Ted, was because they were terrified of the amount of complaints from old biddies, religious biddies. That's why we're showing on Channel 4. So, again, this belief that people have only been offended in recent times, you look at the amount of complaints that came in about gay kisses. The other, remember Brookside had a lesbian kiss on it, and fucking thousands of complaints came in because two women were tongueing each other, for God's sake. That was 30 years ago. So we haven't become more snowflakey now. There was always snowflakes, and there always will be snowflakes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Let me go to Ed. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Very much.
Well, Ed, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I agree with Lauren. I agree with her because, people are totally losing their sense of humor. Like, if I was in work and my mate told a joke like that, I would actually laugh it out and that was brilliant. Okay, like, I wouldn't go, oh, Jesus, that's just cool. Like, if a woman heard it and she comes up, she'll go, lads, that's disgusting. I would say, come here. Was I talking to you? I was talking to my mate.
And that is the fact of it. He was talking to his mate. The ladies that were in the office just happened to overhear them telling the joke. But unfortunately, they heard the joke and they made a complaint. So he's in trouble in work. He got a formal warning over it, over sexual talk in the workplace.
Jesus, he hasn't sexually raped him, for fuck's sake. Like, come on now.
No, he hasn't, you're right. But the people, the women in the office found his banter, his joke, completely inappropriate and offensive in the workplace.
Well, obviously, they need to mature a bit more.
But the argument here is that the workplace is not a time or a place for any sort of sexual banter.
But if he was telling that to one of his mates, and like, was it at work when they were working, or was it at break time? That's my question.
Well, it was on company premises. It was in the staff canteen. That's where it was.
No, it was so, in the kitchen.
The canteen. Yeah. It wasn't on the shop floor or the work floor or the office floor. It was in the canteen or the kitchen at lunch break.
Well, okay. If they were like sitting beside them and told the joke right at their face while they were eating, okay, I'll understand that. But they told that amongst each other, and the ladies just heard it, like, oh, Jesus, we must make a complaint.
Okay, would it be okay for me on my lunch break in work to sit on my computer looking at porn on the computer? Because I'm not letting anybody else see it. I don't want anybody else to see it, but I want to look at a bit of...
You won't be able to, because most workplaces would have those websites blocked anyway.
On my phone.
Anyway.
On my phone. Is it okay to me to watch?
Yeah, that's your business. That's your business, yeah.
Sorry, it's okay to watch porn and work on your lunch break.
That's your business. If you want to watch it on your own, that's your business. You're not showing it to like anyone. If you're watching it just on by yourself with your headphones on, that's your business.
Okay, so I'm sitting on my desk, Ed, and I have my phone in front of me here, and I'm holding my phone in front of me, and I'm watching a girl being banged by four men, yeah? On my phone. Great. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Best lunch break I've ever had. Look at that gangbang. And the girl from accounts happens to walk by and looks at my phone and sees the gangbang. What then? What's the story then?
Well, she shouldn't be looking at your phone. If she sees your phone by accident, she should say, oh, Jesus, what's your watch?
I have to say, Jeremy, it's a very silly comparison. It's a very silly comparison.
It's a perfect comparison.
Yeah, because that will be totally Jeremy's business. If he wants to watch sex, he wants to watch. Like, that will be... And if someone walks past him, they should... Well, I mean, if they want to comment, say, oh, Jesus, what are you watching? Like, you know... Okay, that's fine. But if they come past, sees what he's watching, and complains to his boss, no, that would be totally out of order.
Okay, do me a favour, Ed. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Jessica!
Absolutely nothing wrong with a sexual joke here or there in work, and if you take offence to it, that's your own damn problem. How much more censorship do we need to do to protect the little softy snowflakes? Like, if you don't like the things that are being said on the job, then you leave. Don't be firing someone just because they made a fucking joke and you can't take it as a joke. That's on you. Grow up and grow a thick skin. Oh, the little absolute softies wrecking the world. So you have fucking Father Ted, you can't even watch now without a fucking warning. All the little trigger warning happy bastards out there ruining everything.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, you were talking during the break there about that message from Jessica.
Yeah, Jess, I just want to say something to you. You're saying not everybody is snowflakes now. Absolutely not. Jessica, you're gay. You can walk down the street now with your girlfriend and hold hands. You can even kiss. There are even open gay bars in Dublin. You couldn't have done that 30 years ago. You literally couldn't have done that. You can watch TV and see women kissing women on soap operas now. You couldn't do that 30 years ago. So tell me where the snowflakes exist. The snowflakes exist in the past. That's where they exist. In the past. This whole thing, people with blinders on them thinking that the world is just getting offended by stuff in recent years. It's been going on.
The point was that back in the day, nobody would go to a boss, male or female, and complain about somebody telling a joke.
They did. You just didn't know about it because there was no social media or anything like that. But it was always a thing.
Did you ever hear of anybody being called into a boss's office to get a reprimand for telling a dirty joke? No, you didn't. You just didn't.
But how would you find out about it unless they contacted you?
If we were reprimanded in the workplace, yeah, everyone would hear about it.
How would you hear about it? I'm surprised, by the way, by the amount of you that think it's okay to watch porn on your lunch break at your desk. Because I'm telling you now that if I came in here and said, Jesus, Adrian, I spent my whole lunch break yesterday sitting on my desk watching porn, that gangbang video you sent me, you would all think I was a pervert, and you'd be right. I just don't get it.
Dylan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dylan?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we today?
Good, thanks, Dylan. Well, is the workplace an appropriate location for telling sexual jokes?
If you're around a group of people that you're friends with and it's just you and that group, don't see an issue with it. You need to have a bit of tact about you and be aware of your surroundings. Obviously, you're not going to go around talking about pussies, inappropriate jokes, around a group of women. You don't know how they're going to take it. But I just want to know, what are the other warnings he's received? If it's his final written warning,
and that is the question.
Straight up, no, that, straight up warning.
I actually agree, and we actually did write back to him to ask that. We didn't get a reply from him, so
this fucker's at it all the time. He's been told to watch what he says around the women in the workforce. He has no respect for the women in the workforce or the job that he's working in. Give him his warning. If he does it again, there's your P45 out the door with you. Good luck.
Okay, now I don't know is the honest answer, because we did write back to him to say had there been issues in the past, so I don't know whether he'd received warnings in the past. He obviously has, but I don't know what they were for. But again...
Oh, well, you'd have to receive, I believe it's 2 verbal warnings, 2 written warnings, and then a final written warning. If you do it again, you're gone.
Yes, so like I said, that's why we wrote back to him to ask him that question. But do you not think that the workplace is out of bounds now where it comes to sexual jokes and sexual banter?
In the general workplace, yeah. But if you're in a room with just a group of friends and you're good friends and you've worked with each other for a while and you know each other's sense of humour and there's nobody else in that room, if you want to talk about a smelly pussy, oh Jesus, it must be your feet then, don't see the issue with it. But if you're around other people that you wouldn't have part of your friend group and you don't know their sense of humour, then a bit of cop on. Probably wait until smoke break. Go outside, go for a smoke with the lads.
The argument here is that in 2025, all sorts of sexual banter should be literally left outside the door. You should not have any sexual banter in any way for fear that somebody will be offended by it or find
or triggered.
Or intimidated.
Is it
not safer to just leave it at home?
So what's the point then? It'll just be a sterile environment. You go to work, you clock in, you're a little good boy soldier robot, beep bop, burp, you do what you're told, and then you go home. No. Make life as depressing as possible in the workplace.
But hang on,
as long as you don't cross a certain line.
I know, but where is that line? And is it not simpler to just leave it at home? That is the line. The line is leave it at home. Don't bring any sort of sexual banter into the workplace at all.
I wouldn't agree with leave it at the door. No banter at all. I wouldn't agree with that.
Now I'm talking about sexual banter. I'm not talking about general banter. I'm talking about sexual banter.
Well, sexual banter, I'd leave it at the door then. Because if you don't have the common sense to keep it in your small group so no one else is going to overhear and be offended, then yeah, you should leave it at the door. But if you have common sense to go, there's 2 women standing over there, they're making themselves a cup of tea or they're making their lunch in the canteen, lads, I'll wait and I'll tell you later on. Or I'll pop it into the work WhatsApp group that we're all in, just our friend group.
Okay.
Because they all have them.
Yeah, no, I agree. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
This is very simple, okay? Nobody is saying, Jesus, I'm great fun in the workplace, as you know. This is not saying, we've worked with, I could name 4 females now, yeah, and so could you, that we've worked with over the years, that you, you're a woman. Hello?
Yeah,
you
you're a woman.
What I'm talking about?
You're a woman.
Hang on, let me just type the name here. Hang on there, Dylan.
So
myself and Adrian worked with a female.
Yeah.
And would you have made sexual jokes in front of her?
Never, not in a million years. No.
I
wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Yeah. Why
wouldn't
Jason?
Because
even the simplest little joke.
But even just mentioning her name to me reminds me of how I certainly would not.
Yeah,
no.
You
even today, I don't even work with her.
So this particular girl, Dylan. Now she was great.
You can't call her a girl.
Oh yeah, she did. Yeah, so she will be great crack on the night out. She's a fun girl.
Yep. Yeah.
Great crack on the night out, but you had to watch everything you were saying around her. Why, Adrian? Why wouldn't you have made a sexual joke about her?
Because I think she would have complained.
Why though?
I don't know. She's just a little bit sensitive.
And so, is it okay for people to be sensitive in the workplace? Would you have told her a smelly pussy joke?
Absolutely not. No. No. Even if I met her tomorrow,
let me ask you this, Adrian.
Yeah.
Let's say the two of you are talking in the canteen. She gets a message on her phone. Her phone lights up. You see on her screensaver, she has a picture of a cat. Would you say to her, oh, Jesus, that's a lovely pussy there?
No, probably not. No, no.
But why?
If you knew this particular woman, you'd know why. This is the only way I can answer this.
Adrian wouldn't even give an. Adrian's very touchy-feely in the workplace with female colleagues. You're very handsy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's been said.
Oh,
been said.
Here, maybe 20 years ago I was, not now.
Not now.
But I certainly don't walk into News Talk and give everyone a hug. No.
Because I can't stand you. But this, I'll never forget.
Would you find that joke offensive? Jesus, that's a lovely looking pussy.
Would I find that offensive?
Well, sorry, let me rephrase it. You probably wouldn't find it personally offensive, but would you find that to be offensive in general?
Inappropriate rather than offensive. Inappropriate.
Why? It's another name for a cat.
I know,
but Same way as the female dog walks past, Jesus, would you look at that bitch?
People tend not to say that unless they're deliberately trying to stoke it, unless they're deliberately trying to get attention.
But the point I was making, Dylan, is there was one particular day that this girl was leaving to go on maternity leave.
Lady, woman, not girl.
Female.
Sorry, we got a message earlier on about somebody having a lady's husband having a complaint made against him for referring to somebody as a girl.
Anyway, I went over to give this girl a hug to say good luck on your maternity leave.
By the way, you wouldn't refer to this woman that we were talking about there as a girl.
That doesn't matter. Anyway, I went over and gave her a hug and says, enjoy your maternity leave. And I came back and Adrian says, are you fucking mad giving her a hug?
Yeah.
Are you mad you're going to be locked up for that? Now, she's not actually that bad. But the point is, I've just proven that Adrian's been lying for the last 45 minutes on the podcast, Dylan.
Which is
that you know your audience. You have to know your audience.
Absolutely.
And
I would not tell a joke of any sort of a sexual nature to that person that you just mentioned. Yeah?
Why?
Because I know she would complain. She would take offense to it.
Let's not talk about, you wouldn't tell her a joke, yeah?
No.
But would you say a rude joke in front of her?
No.
There you go.
Yeah, but this man didn't deliberately. It wasn't.
Okay, would you say a rude joke in her company?
No.
Then you're agreeing.
But then this guy obviously didn't know that these women were like this woman we're talking about.
You have to assume that everybody is like that.
So that basically means.
Don't you, Dylan? You can't go up to. You could have easily gone up to A. We'll call her A, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You could have easily gone up to A and said, do you mind the old rape jokes or the old period jokes.
I wouldn't in a million years say that. And if she had a cat on her phone, I wouldn't say that's a lovely pussy.
She is a cat person, by the way.
No, I know she is.
She's a very big cat
And if
person.
She had a photograph of her cat on her phone, not in a month of Sundays would I say anything like that. However, this guy obviously didn't tell this joke knowing that these women that were in the room were like A. And would complain about any sort of sexual comment at all.
So the point that you're trying to make is you agree with myself and Dylan that sexual talk, innuendo, banter should be banned from the
workplace. No, I didn't say that. I said around certain people. And obviously, these two women that complained about Steve in the workplace are those sorts of people. They're like, hey.
So Dylan, do you agree with me that sex talk is not appropriate in the workplace?
In general sense, yeah, it wouldn't be. But if it's just you and the mates, for example, if it was just you and Adrian in the canteen, would you have made a joke like that? If it was just the two of you?
Yeah.
If it was just the two of us, yeah, fine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the same.
But let's say Katie's in the lunchroom now. Now, I don't know Katie's sense of humour.
She's a filthy mouth.
Oh, no, Katie's...
Katie's more likely to tell the joke.
Katie is actually worse than... No. She's actually worse than us. So we know with Katie that I don't think there's any jokes.
There's no holds barred, really.
There's no holds barred.
But if Katie had a friend in the studio that you guys didn't know and she didn't tell you as much about her, would you make the joke to Katie then with her friend with her?
Probably not without knowing the person, no.
So it's about knowing your audience and watching who you're around.
I agree with you. However, the issue here is this guy was telling this joke to a fella not thinking he was being overheard, basically.
No, he did. He was in a little kitchenette.
I know.
Beside him.
Anyway, let me bring in...
Everybody, by the way, when it comes to humour, everybody has a subject that they find offensive.
Are you great? Okay.
There's very little that offends me, but I remember being at a comedian and the comedian told a joke about Down syndrome children. And I found myself in a position that I've never been in before. I was disgusted and I was triggered by a joke. Now, a lot of you will say, and I don't have a Down syndrome child, by the way, it's not as if it's something that's close to my heart, but that is the one subject, like rape jokes. There's some people that find...
That's your line.
That there's some people that find rape jokes absolutely hilarious, yeah? But if your sister's been a victim of rape,
you won't
find them.
I just got a message in a moment ago, and it says,
"Yes,
I'm not proud, but I wouldn't be very happy with a man
I'm not a prude.
Yeah. I wouldn't be very happy with a man or a woman telling a dirty joke in my earshot, but wouldn't report it. But if I knew he was saying it deliberately for me to hear, I'd tackle him or her about it, and if it continues, I'd report it. It's disrespectful to women to be making jokes about them."
Yeah. I agree completely. Women are different to men, okay? And a woman can feel quite threatened and quite triggered. As men, we have to step up to the plate. We have to make women feel, you know, safe around them. Yeah.
Okay, let me bring
Some women are triggered by sexual talk.
Okay, let me bring in Lorraine.
Hey guys, it's Lorraine. Them women have little or no life or nothing to be complaining about if that's a fucking joke. Come on, the world's gone PC. You don't have to be like the joke, but don't go reporting people about it. Get a grip.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I'm told I'd be shocked by this message from regular caller Trevor.
What's Dolly Boys? Trevor here. You probably won't be expecting this response out of me, but that joke is actually completely inappropriate for the workplace. There are certain rules, certain guidelines, and certain, I don't know what you call it, like morals that you have to abide by in the workplace, especially if you have certain staff members around. So, yeah, it was a completely inappropriate joke, and you shouldn't have told it. So, yeah, and I'm coming to you as a business owner and business operator. You're just saying things don't say anymore, lads. End of story. There is no comeback on that. He got his warning. Messes up again, he's out the door.
All right, Trevor, thank you very much indeed. That's interesting. So basically he's saying those days are gone, essentially. That's really what he's saying. Those days are gone.
Doesn't Trevor own a company or something?
Yeah.
He has employees and stuff like that. But you even remember when, back in the 70s, when Monty Python's Life of Brian came out, people complained and banned it from cinemas. Like, snowflakes, even in the 70s. So you couldn't get away with just everything in the 70s.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
God.
What?
Seriously? Like, trying to get the guy sacked over it. You know, if you have a problem with it, just go up and say it to him. Just go and go, it's a very, I really don't think that's appropriate. And if you're going to tell those kind of jokes, don't tell them around me. And what he should have turned around and said, stop being such a nosy bitch and listening in on my conversation. Thank you. End of. There it is. Just walk away. What are you going to HR for? What are you trying to get him sacked for? Because he told you to a friend, and you heard it.
Because there's a time and a place, and work is. And you just heard the message from Trevor. There's a time and a place, and it's no longer in the workplace.
That's Trevor's company. Trevor's company is probably still delivering hurries at night time, so his workplace will be in the van. You know, so he's not going to tell that kind of a joke to a woman that's next to him if he knows he can't take it.
But his point is a general point. Those days of having sexual banter in the workplace are in the past.
Yeah, but that is your, like, he didn't direct it at her. He didn't say it to her. He was talking to a friend of his. So, Jeremy, if you and Adrian are sitting down in a restaurant and Adrian tells you a dirty joke and the waitress doesn't like it because she's passing, should you be kicked out?
That's a completely different scenario.
Well, it's not really, actually.
Why?
It's not really.
It's in her workplace.
It's her workplace, and she overhears you telling me a filthy joke, and then she goes and complains to her manager, and you get to sir, could you leave, please?
She's not going to complain, but if you said to the waitress when she was
there... Why not?
But if you said...
It's the exact same story.
No, if you said... No, it's not. If you said to the waitress, yeah? If you said to the waitress when she was serving you, here, come here, say the waitress's name is Angela. Here, come here, Angela. I have to tell you a joke. Did you hear about the... woman with the 4-ton pussy that was walking? And no, that's different because you're literally directing something.
But that's what happened in here, Jeremy.
That's a workplace.
She walked
That's a workplace.
No, Jeremy.
Again, yeah. So there's a waiter comes to our table as you're telling me a manky joke.
You're going down rabbit holes.
It's not.
There.
It's the exact same thing.
Hole. It is.
You're telling me a filthy joke in this lady's workplace. She complains to the manager, and the manager says, "Sir, could you leave? Your talk and your banter is totally inappropriate in front of my staff." Out you get. Same thing. It's the exact same thing. Isn't it, Angela?
It's her work. Yeah, it's her workplace. So you're telling a dirty joke to Adrian, not to her. Like, this guy was in the canteen on his break telling a joke to his colleague and she walked in and overheard it.
Okay.
You're the king of analysis.
But let me go back to Trevor's point that we might not like it. We might miss having a bit of banter in the workplace, but it's for the dark ages, basically. It's not for the workplace anymore. Gone are those days. We need to leave it behind us. And when you walk in the job, you leave all those dirty jokes behind you or you send them in a private WhatsApp.
It's really sad. That's really sad because, like, I know going back years ago, there was three girls, my boss and another girl, and we were working in a warehouse full of men. And the crack and the joke was, the jokes were just 90. It was great fun, you know, and that's what makes your day go by. That's what makes having a bit of a laugh. We don't know what they do. They could be on very serious calls all day, and it's just nice to go and have a bit of a laugh.
I agree. I agree that it's nice to have a bit of a laugh in the workplace.
But I'm sure there are certain subjects, Angela, that maybe wouldn't be appropriate for you because maybe things that have happened in your personal life. I don't know what's happened in your personal life, but maybe things that have happened in your personal life that if a joke was made out of it, you would be offended. I don't believe that there's no subject.
But the difference being, Jeremy, I wouldn't go to my boss and go, can you sack him?
I don't know if that's what they went to their boss and said.
Well, why else would you complain?
Because you found what he said to be offensive and you want him to be given out to, not to get him sacked.
Yeah. Oh, will you go down there and give out to him for telling a joke around me? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it would be better if you'd gone up to that person and said, listen, I actually don't find that really funny. And if I'm around, do you mind refraining from telling those kind of jokes? Wouldn't that be the better thing to do? Rather than going and complaining to your boss, you little rat. That's what I'd be looking at.
Okay,
and
is it not the case? And like I said, I've worked in a number of different workplaces over the last few years. And I'll be honest with you, the fun is gone out of it. It's very clinical.
No, not true, lads.
It is very clinical. And you don't crack sexual jokes in most workplaces I've been in the last couple of years. End of. So the point that he made was, that Trevor made was, it's a thing of the past, leave it in the past, leave the sex outside the front door. That's really the argument.
And even though Angela's coming across as, I wouldn't get offended by anything, I'm sure there's a subject, Angela, that would trigger you.
No, it's not. Oh,
look
at that.
Sorry, we lost you there, Angela. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we message.
I know.
It's frustrating. It really is. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Benny Hill there. Jesus, Jeremy, speak to fucking spinning records there. Will you stick to spinning records? Leave the jokes to the comedians, pal. You're useless at it. Come here, Jeremy. It's you and your woke liberal brigade that are sucking the fun out of life. You speak and spout tolerance. All you want is everybody to be tolerant and tolerant and tolerant of this, that and the other. But yet somebody does something you don't like, you're straying along trying to get them sacked and cancelled. I mean, what's gone wrong that you can't have banter anymore? But see, there you go. The girls want to play with the boys and the big boys, and then they don't like when the big boys talk, because that's how lads are. Lads have banter with each other. I mean, ask the girls, to be honest. I'm sure they have some pretty jokes, scruffy jokes they tell amongst themselves to other girls. But then, Jeremy, you probably believe girls aren't like that, don't you, Jeremy?
Thanks, Jason. And John.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
It's more likely to tell the joke.
Now, look, here's my spin on this. You have to be aware of your surroundings. Look, there's nothing wrong with a few jokes, but, you know, keep it amongst yourselves if that's the case, you know. It's not for everybody's ears. You can understand, you know, if people are getting offended because, you know, I think some things are just left better unsaid. And I don't see a big problem with that, you know. I've heard some terrible jokes in my time, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's heavy, you know. But you just have to be aware of your surroundings. That's all it is. It's common sense, really, isn't it? I don't see the big issue here at all. I really don't. Have a good one, guys. Good luck.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And one final message from Darren.
You can look at whatever you want on your phone, but if someone goes past you and sees it and takes offence, it's on them, not you. You can look at whatever you want on your phone. It's your business.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. No more pussy jokes, no more any sort of sexual jokes at all. End of.
But again, I hate these people who go to comedians and then complain about the content.
No, I agree.
I went to see Tommy Tiernan and I was so offended.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
You literally paid to go and see that person. Yeah.
No, I agree. That's completely different than being in the workplace. But anyway,
actually,
no more.
We should hit up with A.
What?
A, who we were talking about a few minutes ago, and go for a drink with A.
And tell that joke?
Yeah.
So tell the joke as it's meant to be told?
So we're at the bar with A.
Yeah, with A. Quickly,
here,
go on.
Here,
quick.
A, I have to tell you this joke. So there's a fella and a woman alone in the lift together, and the fella says to the woman, "Excuse me, I can smell your pussy." The woman's disgusted. She turns around and says, "No, not a hope." He says, "Well, then it must be your feet."
And what would you get from A? A smack across the face.
Arrested,
straight away.
Literally arrested.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.